So if you want an education, the odds aren't with you. The professors are off doing what they call their own work. The other students, who've doped out the way the place runs, are busy leaving the professors alone and getting themselves in position for bright and shining futures. The student services people are trying to keep everyone content, offering plenty of entertainment and building another state-of-the-art workout facility every few months. The development office is already scanning you for future donations. The primary function of Yale University, it's recently been said, is to create prosperous alumni so as to enrich Yale University. So why make trouble? Why not just go along? Let the profs roam free in the realms of pure thought. Let yourself party in the realms of impure pleasure. And let the student services gang assert fewer prohibitions and newer delights for you. You'll get a good job. You'll have plenty of friends. You'll have a driveway of your own. You'll also, if my father and I are right, be truly and righteously screwed. The reason for this is simple. The quest at the center of a liberal arts education is not a luxury quest. It's a necessity quest. If you do not undertake it, you risk leading a life of desperation. For you risk trying to be someone other than who you are, which, in the long run, is killing. By the time you come to college, you will have been told who you are numberless times. Your parents and friends, your teachers, your counselors, your priests and rabbis and ministers and imams have all had their say. They've let you know how they size you up, and they've let you know what they think you should value. They've given you a sharp and protracted taste of what they feel is good and bad, right and wrong. Much is on their side. They have confronted you with scriptures, holy books that have given people what they feel to be wisdom for thousands of years. They've given you family traditions. You've learned the ways of your tribe and your community.